CD 3. Track 4. 1.
Ambulance service.
There's been a traffic accident.
Where?
On the A9, about 4 miles north of Dunkeld. There are 5 people injured.
Can I have your name, please?
William Wallace. That's WALLACE.
What kind of injuries do the victims have?
Most of them are more or less okay, just sprained wrists and shock, you know. But one person's unconscious and she's bleeding quite a lot.
Okay, the ambulances are on their way. Please try to stop the bleeding and keep the victim warm, but don't do anything else.
2.
I don't like the new doctor.
Well, I agree he's not as nice as Dr. Mackay, but...
He may be well qualified, but he wouldn't give me a prescription for my sleeping pills. He said I should give up smoking and follow a sensible diet. You know, cut down on fatty foods and take regular exercise instead of taking drugs.
Well, that seems sensible.
But I don't take drugs. I take medicine.
Yes, but...
And Mrs. Thompson had an ear infection, but he wouldn't give her any antibiotics. I think he's a...
3.
Hi, John. What's up, mate?
Oh, hi, Jeff. Well, you know me. I'm not one to complain, but I feel terrible.
What's wrong?
Well, I'm short of breath and I've got chest pains too. I've never had anything like that before. And remember that terrible pain in my arms?
Yes.
I've got it again, but it's in my legs now. And that rash on my back has come back. Look. The thing is, they can't cure me if they don't know what I've got. And nobody knows what's wrong with me.
I think I know what's wrong with you.
Oh, really? What?
You're a hypochondriac.
4.
Some people argue that natural remedies are better than the treatment that doctors and hospitals provide. They say that alternative medicines like herbal teas are better for our bodies than the medicines and vaccines made by drug companies. I don't agree. It's true that some natural remedies make us better. For example, there's a wonderful natural medicine that comes from a tree. It's a painkiller with no serious side effects. I often give it to my patients. It's called aspirin. However, not all alternative medicines work like aspirin does. And if they don't work, then in my opinion, they're not really medicines.
5.
And now it's time for episode 3 of Journey to Another Planet.
The aliens took me to their spaceship and gave me a medical examination. I woke up on a stretcher in an operating theater. I couldn't move. There were several nurses and one surgeon. They were all wearing masks, but I knew they were aliens because their skin was pale green. I thought they were going to operate on me. But then the surgeon took a machine that looked like a stethoscope and moved it over my body. It burned a little, but it wasn't painful. Then one of them...
6.
Since this government came to power, it has done its very best to destroy our health service. I never thought this country would have a Minister of Health who is so useless. Imagine, they bring a patient to the hospital where I work. He's just had a heart attack and he needs an urgent operation. And all I do is say to the poor guy, "Hey, just take things easy and you'll be fine." Well, that's what our health minister does. Yeah. Our health service is dying of incompetence.
Yes. Thank you.